So what I'd like to do now is to take you on a journey. A journey through the cycle of water. So take a breath, get yourself in a place that's comfortable. And don't be driving a car while you do this. Ground yourself, use that anchor to your core self. And take some deep breaths and let yourself just deeply relax. And as you breathe in and out, as your breath flows in and out of your body, become aware that your body is mostly water. And just let yourself imagine that you are becoming a drop of water. A drop of water floating in a cavern deep beneath the earth. And take a breath and let yourself just float, just be. Born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. We are born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. We are born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. We are born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. We are. You're drifting, you're floating deep beneath the earth. As you breathe deep, you feel for a moment what it is like to be just the purest essence of who you are. With nothing extraneous, with everything that is not you filtered away. And to exist in that place beyond time, beyond space. And then you begin to rise, feeling yourself moved and shifted by the great tides of the earth and the pull of the moon and the rising of the sun. You begin to rise up through cracks in the rock. You begin to seep up through the porous veins of the soil till at last you burst forth onto the surface of the earth as a clear spring high in the mountains, with the sun shining down on your face. And you take a deep breath and you feel what it is like to be clear, pure water, gleaming in the sunlight. And take a breath now. And if there is some place in your human life where you need to shed light on something, where something that has been dark and hidden needs to come to light, take a breath and draw in this power of water to emerge, to reflect clearly, to gleam and glow and be radiant. And let yourself be filled with that. Until the water spills over the edge of the spring and begins to move down the mountainside, dancing and leaping as a little stream gurgling over the rocks, dancing over the stones, singing and playing. And take a breath, and if there is some part of your life where you need that ability of water to dance, to be joyful, take it in and breathe it in. Let yourself sing with it. I am the dancing one, I am the laughing one, I whisper secrets as I flow. I am the dancing one. I am the laughing one. I whisper secrets as I flow. I am the laughing one. I am the dancing one. I whisper secrets as I flow. I am the laughing one. I am the dancing one. I whisper secrets as I flow. And as you flow, you begin to grow. You feel other streams start to merge with you until you become a deep creek bounding down the mountainside, feeling the power of water to carve the hills, to smooth the stones with your passing. You can look around you and see how the very mountains themselves are shaped by the passing of water, how the valleys are deep grooves that water has carved. And take a breath. And if there is some part of your life where you need that power to be a shaper, where you need to carve something away, where you need to smooth some rough edge, breathe in that power of water. To be a shaper, to be a maker, to change the very face of the land. I am the shaper, I am the maker, I carve the mountains as I flow. I am the shaper, I am the maker, I carve the mountains as I flow. I am the shaper, I am the maker, I carve the mountains as I flow. I am the shaper, I am the maker, I carve the mountains as I flow. And you flow, flowing on and on, feeling the great power of water, until suddenly you come to an obstacle. Suddenly there is something in the way that blocks your flow. And take a deep breath. Look at what this thing is, feel it, how large it is, how solid it is, what it's made out of. Is there something maybe written on it? Does it speak or tell you anything? When you take a deep breath, is there some obstacle, some block in your own life that you see right now, something blocking your flow? As you breathe, as you feel this obstacle, I'd like you to become again aware of all the powers of water that you carry with you. Water can flow over. Water can push over. It can tear out boulders, it can knock down dams, it can burst through walls, it can also seep under, it can also pile up behind, gathering more and more of itself until it spills over the top. Water can flow around and find a new route. Take a breath, and as you think about all those powers of water, as you breathe them in, as you feel them, take a look at that obstacle and let yourself know how it is that you can move beyond that thing. And let your breath become a sound that carries that power of water. Until you burst through and spill out and rush down that mountainside, becoming deeper, becoming broader. Until at last you spill out into a valley and you become a broad river flowing down through that valley. Recipient of many, many streams. And as you take a breath, let yourself become aware of how you feed the land around you, what grows on your banks, what swims in your depths. And as you flow on that river, let yourself think of the things in your own life that you do carry, that you do feed, that you nurture, all the things that you are sustaining and that you help to grow. And breathe deep and breathe in that power of water, that great creative nurturing force. Flowing, flowing and growing, the river is flowing down to the sea. Mother, carry me, your child I will always be. Mother, carry me down to the sea. The river is flowing, flowing and growing, the river is flowing down to the sea. Mother, carry me, your child I will always be. Mother, carry me down to the sea. And the river flows down to the sea. Take a deep breath and feel how the river spills itself out into the ocean, and take in that power of water to spill itself out, to give way, to become something broader and deeper than itself. And feel yourself become part of the ocean, moved by the great tides and the currents deep below the surface. Let yourself feel all the moods of the ocean. It can be soft and peaceful. And you can breathe deep and take in that power of water. And it can also be strong. You can feel the power of the waves as they crash on the shore. They rip away great boulders as they tear down the shoreline. And take in that power of water to be angry, to rage. Become peaceful again, to flow in and flow out. Breathe deep and feel the tides moving. And as you do, let yourself think about the tides in your own life. What's flowing in and what's flowing out. And where there might be a tide that needs to turn. And feel your own breath flowing in and out, like the tides, like the waves. and take in that power of water to ride the tides. As you do, let yourself sink down, deep down, into the very deepest places of the ocean, into the dark and the depths. And breathe in and take in that power of water to be deep. And feel your own hidden depths. Those deep places within you where wellsprings of creative force and ideas bubble up from the unseen dark. And feel how they rise, like the water rises pulled up by the sun, and what it's like to dance on the face of the water and blow in the spray as the wind ripples your face and the sun shines down. And let yourself breathe deep and feel where it is in your life you need that power of water to lighten up, to play, to dance in the waves. And as you do, you become lighter and lighter and lighter, until at last you become so very light that you evaporate and you join the air and the wind. You become a vapor flowing, dancing, flying across the face of the earth, rolling yourself up into the great clouds and streaming out on the wind. And you breathe deep. And as you fly, you look down. Take a look down at that earth below you. Let yourself see what's there on her face. The places that are green and flourishing and full of life. The places that are hurting, that need healing. The places that are dry and barren. Let yourself fly over the face of the earth, looking down, until you see a place on that earth that calls to you, that needs your water, that needs your healing. As you find that place, and as it calls to you, you begin to feel yourself growing heavier. And the temperature around you drops. And you feel the vapors collect and form until suddenly you become so heavy that once again you become a drop, a single raindrop, and you begin to fall. Falling and falling and finally landing in a great rainstorm. Sinking into the earth, sinking deep, deep below the earth. And as you sink through the earth, through all those layers of soil and gravel, of sand and rock, you feel how everything that is not you becomes stripped away, leaving you just the purest essence of who you are, a single drop of water floating in a dark cavern underneath the mountains. And take a breath and once again let yourself be that water and just be. And take a breath now and thank the water. Thank the water for showing you its cycle and taking you on its journey. And take a breath now and let yourself begin to slowly remember that you are actually a bit more than water, that you have a human body and a human form. And slowly, slowly, as the drum fades away, let yourself begin to come back to that human body, come back to that human form. And you can take a breath in thanking the water, remembering the lessons of the water. Take a breath. Feel the edges of your body now. Use that anchor that we've created, that place you touch, that word you say, that image you visualize, to bring yourself back to your core self. Say your own name out loud. Clap your hands 3 times. And that's the end of the story.